whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 261. Today is Saturday, May 15, 2021. I am your host, Lita. Joining me this week as my co-host is Niecy. Hey, Niecy, how you doing?
Hello, I'm good. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Chris. Hey, chat room. Welcome, everyone. Short show's a good show, I'm afraid, because between Twitch buffering, my, I don't know, Australian internet's probably going to have a hissy fit at some stage. Apologies for my little thing that's right here. I don't know. I can't get rid of it. It's annoying the crap out of me.
And it's actually going up the side of your chair too, which is not as noticeable. So I don't know.
If
maybe
I do that,
mine into the green screen.
I could do this, but then I'm off center, and that really throws me. And I'm like, I can't. Anyway, I don't know. So anyway. It is what it is. So we get all the things today. Let's get all the things. Let's just do it. So thank you, Chris, for those 100 bits to appreciate it. Hi, chat room. Again, Rod's here. Fez here. Stir. Tybar. Chris. Of course, Zaya. I think I saw Zaya. Where are they?
I saw you earlier.
Hey, guys. Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining us. I think it was nice to have, I had the week off. That was last week, wasn't it? Yeah. It's been a bit busy, so. It looks like a butterfly. Oh, you know, maybe I could, like, superimpose a little butterfly picture right here to cover it. Maybe you might do that one. Thanks, Rod. I'll see how we go. Anyway, we've got a little bit to talk about, so let's start off with our weeks in WoW. Niecy, because, you know, you don't do that much. You've only running how many tunes? Only a couple.
Currently five. Currently five on stream. Uh-huh. I was running more off stream, but yeah. I haven't had time to deal with that because I'm in the middle of another project. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, that's gonna wait. Worked on the Holy Priest. I got her to level 31.
Yep.
Worked on the Frost Mage. I got her to level 38.
Nice.
My Hunter is going to be the next one that hopefully, fingers crossed, hits the mall. They are running in Beastmaster spec, and they got to level 46.
Yep.
Running an Outlaw Rogue at the moment. They've gotten to level 43, so they're not too far behind the Hunter, but I will not be running two in Bastion at the same time. That is not happening, so Rogue might be sitting for a little while.
Yeah.
And we've got the Destruction Warlock, who is currently one of the last remaining quote-unquote 120s. They are sitting at level 56 currently.
Nice.
And okay. An Iron. That didn't get done on stream because I had to cancel on Thursday because I was not well. They are now level 47. I only had like 2 bars to go, so I dinged them last night late.
Nice. Excellent. Well done. Just give me 2 secs. I'm going to restart the audio. Me, it's you sound choppy in my ears, but that could be my internet. I don't know. So, all good. So just say something for me.
Something.
Okay. Seems to be better. It must have been my side. Okay. Excellent. So 56 on the Destro Warlock, huh? And then a couple 40s. Yeah. Well done. So don't want to do multiple bastions at one time?
No. It's bordering between 6 to 10 hours a level in Bastion for me. No, I can't do 2 and work on the other remaining 3.
Don't blame you.
Time's not gonna happen with that, and I am getting so tired of Bastion that I just want to cry while I'm in there, and I'm like, no. We're only doing one in here at a time, and I've got others that I can rotate in, so it's not that big of a deal on that side, but definitely not a hunter and a rogue at the same time. Because that's gonna be bad. the rogue will be very slow. The hunter won't be as slow, but you know, it'll still be a thing. So my attention span will not hold that long for two of them to be in there together. It's hard enough getting the warlock through there right now. So I did start on the level 60 mobs today on the warlock. Though.
Okay.
I managed to go buy some gear, and she's handling them. Okay, they're kind of orange to her, but the pet's doing okay. I'm back to killing my turtles, so it's a different color palette. So yay, I'm not looking at gold anymore. I'm looking at blues and purples, so that's a little bit of a reprieve, but we still got a long way to go.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, the thing is, it's closer than what you were, so... And you know the zone. You know the zone. So you know your areas.
I know where I grind.
Yeah.
And I'm not deviating from that because there's been some things coming up with certain areas. If you kill in those, you're getting daily quest credit. So I'm just staying where I am because I haven't gotten extra daily quest credit. So I'm like deeming those sections safe.
Yes.
And that's where I'm staying. And we'll see what happens with the rogue because the rogue's not going to be able to handle where I'm grinding. So I don't know what I'm going to do. So.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Rogue has never been my... It's hilarious. Rogue has never been my favorite to play at all. But get me on a pacifist and I love it. It's because I don't have to kill anything.
Like the mobs I'm killing in Tyrogard. Some of them have a gore on them. And he's getting through it, but... It makes me nervous with how low he'll drop so quick at times on it. And the gore in Bastion on some of those, the horses and the deer, are 10 times worse. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't think this is going to work with just Crimson Vial as my only go-to for this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to figure out something. I might have to make a trial class and go in there because I don't have another rogue similar to that level that I can chest things on. So I might just make a trial class and strip it down. I mean, the trial class, I don't know what level they'll be, but it'll be close enough where I can get an idea of what's going to work, what's not going to work.
Okay. But... All right. Well, there's... The good thing is there's options. Chris says I'm such a bad rogue. Yes, me too. Fair says
too,
great on a passy. Yes.
I'm like running up to go and hit the mob and I'm like, wait, where's that spell that like I get two combo points on them? And then I'm like, oh, I'm not in stealth. That's a stealth only spell.
Yeah.
So, I mean, half the time I don't even realize when I've been popped out of stealth because something was ticking off on me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, okay.
And I mean, the other thing is when you're on a passy, I do not have anything on my bars other than, you know, going to stealth, vanish, like just the oh shit buttons. So it's no use having anything else because if I accidentally backstab or do something and kill something, there's the run gone. So, you know,
pretty much.
It's so if it comes playing to my normal rogue, I think I boosted my last normal rogue because I was like, I can't.
I actually did that with a normal mage just because I didn't want to level them, but I wanted to teleport. Russell and I both had mages. He was teleporting me around, and then so we boosted my mage to teleport him around. But like that was the last time I used a boost, and that was eons ago.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Is there much difference between a rogue and feral druid? Yeah, I mean, druids get to have prowl, but as soon as you get,
I think the rogues have better crowd control. You can get into places with sap and get stuff that's guarded by at least a mob.
Yeah.
You don't really have that luxury on the other classes. I mean, Druid, you can kind of stealth in between mobs a little bit, but they don't have quite the same crowd control that a rogue does.
Yeah, that's what Fair was just saying. So, yeah. Hugely different.
Well, no, I mean, CC they have Root, but Root's not really going to help you very much.
Yeah, it's not like the old days. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no Vanish, have to use SM if you have it. That's right. So, no, I mean, it certainly makes playing very interesting. So, yeah. But, you know, Red, look, try both. If you've not tried both, give them a go. Let us know how went.
Every class is going to have its own advantage, and you just have to try to figure out how to use that to your play style. Because, I mean, the one good thing for the druids is they can pick flowers in flight form if you're doing a pacifist, and they have a little bit more maneuverability in that regard. But, I mean, you just kind of have to look at it against your play style and where you're planning on going and how you can make that work for you.
Exactly. And, I mean, I've got my other passy. Like, Horde side is a Tauren Druid, but I've not touched her yet. I logged into her and I still haven't put her clothes on. I noticed she was naked.
I haven't touched mine.
It's like
at all. I really should hop back on that hunter, try to get to be the first Cassie hunter, but I just haven't had time, and I'm just not looking forward to that much archaeology again.
It's a lot. Exactly. So, well, I'm glad that you've once again a very productive week in game. That's pretty busy. So, congratulations on all those levels.
I get them all done in a stream. At least the Bloodthirsties, like, I get them all to ding, and it's like, oh, okay. Well, I felt like I did so much more than that. But then I think back, and I'm like, well, it took me 3 days to get everybody to where they needed to be to just ding them on stream. So yes. Bloodthirsty is actually a lot of work behind the scenes.
Yes, exactly. It certainly is. Well. My week.
Yeah, what have you done? What did you do to your laptop? I need to hear this.
Okay, so I've not played a huge amount. Obviously, we are now at less than just under a month until the wedding. So, things are going well. Everything was on track. And then, there was a accident. When was it? Friday morning? There's a hole in our front veranda outside, and someone was doing the walls, and, the water came down into the garage. Ran along a plank Dad's got sitting on the roof and went not only all over the desk where I've been working on wedding prep stuff, that's where I had the laptop, that's where we had many things. So the water went all over the laptop that I've got ready to use for the wedding. Yeah, so
bag of rice ain't gonna fix that.
No, so Dad. Oh, shit. Yeah, I probably had a mini meltdown. That's probably the best way. In between that, the water's like coming all over the area. I had to move all the wedding stuff, so I've got it in boxes, like big plastic boxes. So I had to. We quickly moved all that, had to move the wedding arch and the wedding stand and get all of that out because the water's just, constantly dropping down. And again, no one's fault other than we did not realize that there was this hole from the outside in, and it's just created havoc. So my dad he's got an air compressor. My dad's got a huge shed with a lot of tools in it. So Dad's like, give it to me, I'll get the air compressor. So we left it in the sun and he got the air compressor and kind of, just tried to let it dry out. And And at first it didn't turn on. I tried that about four times and I'm like, okay, it's dead. Like, it's dead. The laptop's. And the laptop's old. It's not, it's slow, but it's still, you know, it's still been one that we've been able to use through, you know, through all things. That's why I wanted to use it, because it's been perfectly fine for music and, you know, to have some files on and various things. Well, now it wouldn't turn on, and I'm like, okay, don't stress. I'm like, don't stress, it's okay. So I left it, I turned it off, I let it go for a few hours, and I went back and turned it on, and it booted up. And I was like, okay, all right, this is yay. So I got it to boot up and hooked up the Bluetooth speakers and started playing the playlist because I wanted to see how the audio would go. The audio's a bit is a bit it started off a bit like meow, and then came good, and I was like, okay. And then the keyboard, as I was typing, I was trying to bring up some, you know, I could still bring up Google and do some stuff, but as I'm typing, I'm looking, I'm like, that's not what I typed. And I've got, you know, numbers and letters jumping in spaces where they're not supposed to be. And then certain keys I'm pressing aren't working. And I'm just like, this is not good. So I turned it off, I rebooted it, then it didn't boot up again. So I was like, okay. So it seems to boot up at least maybe one out of every three times that I've tried to boot it
Able
up.
to at least save your music playlist that you've spent so much time putting together.
I mean, I've got it on this computer. I've got
Okay, so
it.
you have another copy.
Yes.
It's not
Trust me,
completely
I
messed
have
down.
three copies of it.
Okay.
I've got one on a
Okay, that's
USB,
good.
I've got one on this computer, and I've got one on the laptop. But the problem is, I've got
One
it.
disaster
Yeah,
averted.
I've got everything set up on the playlist to run through iTunes, because iTunes actually can crossfade and all that kind of stuff. Like VLC, you can't do that. You've got to manually do it. Like, there's other programs, but you've got to buy them. And I'm like, well, why don't just use iTunes? I've used iTunes for so many things. And it was working fine, but now I'm just like, well, what am I going to do? The other thing is, my nephew, who is, he's going to keep an eye on the playlist, so he doesn't need to do a very lot. Marcus is he's a Asperger, so for the wedding day, I had said to him, like, did he want to look after the wedding, you know, because it's going to be a long day for him, and I know he's going to be, I want to go home and, you know, be the sanctuary of getting back into his room. And he's very low, he's very low, what would you call him, like, low functioning socially. So he's been diagnosed like when he was three. So I gave him the choice of, did he want to do the music for a wedding, you know, like to control it. And we did a practice the other week over at the center, and, you know, he's really excited. And I thought, well, that'll give him something to do on the wedding, so he's not getting bored. He can, you know, just keep an eye on it, and you know, even if he sits there playing cards on the laptop while the music plays, like, it keeps him busy. And he was really excited, and now I'm like, I don't know what to do. So, yeah. So anyway, I've just got to figure out which way we're going to go for it. We will see. So that's kind of been where I was up to. And then I finally logged into WoW last night, I think it was yesterday. And I was like, so much is going on. And I was like, right, let's hop on the Passy. And all I did was my little baby Passy. I took her around Stormsong, and we just picked flowers and did some mines, and she hit level 41. So I did. I got a level. So, yay.
That's in the middle of all of that.
Yes. So in between all of that, we're still, yeah, so we still have to, I still have to sort out the garage. So the garage is pretty much been, like, everything's dry. Everything went over the water went through, all through Mum and Dad's little bookcase, which thankfully is a spare bookcase, but they've got books on it. Dad had a whole heap of old work stuff that he wanted to keep and everything. 90% of it got wet. So it's just been, main thing is none of the wedding stuff did, other than the laptop.
That was in plastic boxes, so.
Yay for plastic boxes. So I've had to, take the desk where the desk is at the end where I've had the sewing machine. Cause I've been sewing as well, making things for the wedding. So I removed my sewing machine and I've set myself up at the end. So that way, you know, if there's any water, the water can't get me. But, yeah, it's just been one of those things. It's like, ew. So anyway, we will see. I think we've got some options with maybe Execute's got a spare laptop. Otherwise, I might have to do it on the iPad. I don't know.
What about the iPad? It might hang in there for you.
Well, I've got, I mean, the iPad works fine with the Bluetooth speakers. I've got two Bluetooth speakers and we tested the sound and we can crank the sound up and all of that for the space. Like, we're not in a massive space, so it should be loud enough just to do some dancing. But, you know, I'm worried that the laptop, that the iPad, how we're going to charge it. So I've kind of got to think through all this stuff now to see which way we'll go with it. But I managed to get all the playlists onto my iPad, at least. So it's there. Yes, it's an option. So it's kind of been a bit fun and games. Fun and games.
Sounds like it.
Yes. So yeah, lesson learned from the family is like, oh my god, there's a hole right in the floor.
At least you found out now, I guess, before you have any more storms or anything come through.
Well,
I guess.
Thankfully we've had a couple of really good storms actually in the past week. Jeez. There's been some doozies, which has been it's been thankfully no hail where we are, but I don't know if it's a bit late because we're used to having like summer storms, and now that we're in, you know, we're coming into winter and it's getting cold, it's been a lot in the past week. There's been a fair bit of rain, and with that has been some really good storms. I love a good storm. Kobe does not love a good storm, and neither does Cozzy. So, like, I'm like, oh, this is a storm, yay, this is great. And, you know, the animals are all like, ew. So it's been a bit.
Yeah, I've had storm anxious animals before. It's not a fun experience.
It's not, no. So, and I don't know, Kobe's definitely getting worse with the storms, the older he gets. He used to love it. When I had him as a puppy, we would sit out and watch the storms on the front veranda. Because you could watch them rolling in, and we'd just sit there with, you know, with grandma or with granddad and watch the storms. And he'd just sit on my lap and he'd be perfectly fine. But I don't know what's turned him over the last few years. It's just, he's just gone.
Maybe his hearing's getting more sensitive or something.
I don't know. It's a bit bizarre, but
my
yeah.
One guy was like that too. Yeah. He started out being fine with them. He'd sleep through them, and now he starts pacing and he's anxious and he gets all upset and it's a mess.
Well, yeah, I think Kobe's going to be 7. So maybe could be a bit like that. Yeah. So anyway, we will see. But So that's kind of been my life is very much just a lot of wedding prep, and it's all the small stuff. So there's still a bit to work through. I mean, all the big stuff's done, which is good, and we've just got to sort out, you know, it's all just the little fun stuff. So that's kind of been my week.
Which, sounds like that's more than enough.
Yeah, that's been enough, certainly. So anyway, all right, let's have a look. Where's my news? Where's my bumper? Here we go. Let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Alrighty, I don't think there's that much to talk about in news.
There wasn't that much that pertained to the challenges. There's been some announcements of when Burning Crusade Classic's gonna go live, but that really doesn't pertain to us, so... No.
But, I mean, there's obviously people out there that are playing.
Yes.
I did know someone was saying that there was charges and... prices and things for
they had released prices for different extras that you could tack on to your Burning Crusade Classic experience, I guess you would say. So there was different passes where you could get like a deluxe version and get some amount for Classic and a corresponding amount for retail and a level boost and a clone your character thing.
Excellent. All right. I must admit, I barely have time to do retail at the moment. I haven't even looked at Classic for months and months and months. So, so any of you guys out there that are playing, good luck. Those that are going with the Burning Crusade, and all of that. Rod says $15. Okay.
Well, yeah, there was some drama over the pricing on some of the extras, shall we call them. Okay. And then they lowered the character cloning price to $15, if I'm understanding things correctly.
Right. It's $15. You've got to move your character from Classic to Burning Crusade.
I thought that was for cloning the character to make a second copy of it on a Burning Crusade server, because there's going to be servers that only go to 60, and then there's going to be servers that go to
70. Gotcha. All right. So, it was 35? Wow.
Yeah, that was where the drama kind of... I didn't know what the original price was. All I saw was people freaking out on Twitter, and I'm like, I don't even know what's going on, so I'm just going to go back to what I was doing.
I'm going to say, hang on, is that per character or just for the account? Wow. I mean, for the account, I can go, yep, that's fine for the account, but if that's per character, ouch.
I think it's per character, is to what I'm understanding.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's if you want a full... second copy, like a PTR copy, I guess you would equate it to, of everything that's on your character onto the Burning Crusade character, so you don't have to start from level one again.
Okay, well,
but it's optional, so
it's optional, okay. So that's like anything, you know, it's, I guess, take it or leave it, if that's what you're into.
Kind of, that's how I'm looking at it. I'm like, I would just re-level from one, but that's me, and it's Classic through Burning Crusade, and it would depend on how much time you have.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I guess go for it if you want it. If you don't, then whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So have fun. Let us know, those of you out there, if that's what you're going to do. Send us a message. Let us know about how it's going. Good luck with it for everyone that's going to partake in that. So have fun or not, whatever's your choice. Alrighty. Other than that, we've still got no release dates on 9.1.
I know it's on PTR, but seen any kind of actual date for it yet.
So we will we'll see how things go and let know. Yeah, Chris, I barely have time for retail myself. Exactly. It's a bit like that. There's so many things to do and it's just not getting time to do it. It's just like anyway. Oh, alrighty. Okay, so what I wanted to mention is next week we are having a, well, I like to call it a roundtable discussion, with some of our wonderful mods that are coming to have a chat about I'm level 50. Now what? That's the topic. That is from Stir. That is Stir's fault because he said it the other week. And I'm like, yeah, I like that title. We're gonna keep that title. So all Stir's fault and heart you Stir because it's a great idea. So we're going to have Stir, Nisi, Zaya, and Fair are going to come and have a chat with me about from level 50 and beyond, which will be good to see what you guys I think it'll be good bunch of information for those of us that are still one getting to that stage and two to see how it fares from level 50 because we know things are very, very different. So it's all it's all Stair's fault. It is absolutely. All right, we will reach it one day. Absolutely, don't you know? It's just baby steps. We'll get there. We'll get there. Okay, the other thing is Spreadshirt has got a promo of 20% off everything in the store at the moment. That goes until I didn't put the date down. That goes until
hang on,
today.
Hang on.
I meant to
Where
put it
is it?
down. It's like I put everything else down. It's either
May
finishes
16th.
to the 16th,
Yep.
which will be today. So if anyone wants any, Wild Challenges stuff, some challenge specific, we have bloodthirsty stuff, pacifist stuff, pop over to Spreadshirt and have a look there. 20% off everything in store at the moment. The other thing I did want to mention, which I didn't write down, but it just popped into my brain because that's how I roll, is over, obviously, like I said, we are now less than a month to the wedding. So we will be having a show next week. I will have the following week off. Then we'll be back for a week, and then we'll be taking a couple of weeks off because not only have I got a wedding, but execute, and I have got a honeymoon as well. So it's I know it's a little bit all up and down with shows, one show on, one show off, but IRL comes first. So once we're all back from the honeymoons, things should settle down and we'll probably be back to weekly shows or fortnightly. I don't know. I haven't decided. We'll see how it plays out. But yeah, things at the moment are just going to be, we're here. We'll let you know. But next week, we are here for the roundtable discussion. Okay? So just throwing it out there so you guys are aware of that. Okay. Oh, damn it. I was going to try and do a 30-minute show. I messed it up. Okay. I was going to say, that would have been like the shortest show ever. That would have been awesome. Oh. All right. What are we doing? Chit chat. Let's do it.
Hey, yo! It's chit chat!
As our favorite goblin. All right. Azzy sent us something. So let's play his cute little bumper. Where is it?
It's Ezzy's pun.
Oh, go for it.
Okay, so from Azzy, what do you call it when you misspell the word blood? A typo.
Oh. That's cute. I like that one. I like that one. That one's good. All right. Typo. Oh, all right. Okay, what's Dave got? So, from Dave, never trust math teachers with graph paper. They are always plotting something. Very true. Very true.
Yes, yes,
nice.
They are.
Nice. I execute told me one yesterday. Damn it, now I can't remember. I am so bad at jokes.
Why doesn't he send these in for the show?
Well, I thought about it, but we were, you know, we're at the back.
He has access to the dock. He can add it in.
It's just, yeah, we're on a phone.
His new homework.
I completely forgot. But it was really funny. It actually made me like, I was like, yeah, that's good. That's a good one. No, I don't remember them. And I'm hopeless at telling them because if I remember something, I'll either get the joke wrong or the punchline wrong. I just never remember them. So, you know, I have to read them. Anyway, thank you, Azzy. Thank you, Dave. That's really sweet of you. We do love to see what you guys send in every show. So thank you very much for that. Okay, we did have some stuff. What have we got?
Okay, so we've got a question from Iron Brew, I think is how you pronounce it. I believe this came in from the forums, because I don't remember seeing this. Can an Iron Man character use Shadowlands legendary armor pieces before they have been made legendary, i.e. when they are still a white item? So Zaya actually answered this one and said that those items are white and as such are allowed. However, you need level 60 to equip them, which makes them rather useless until the level cap goes beyond 60, which is very true.
Yes.
And there was a follow-up question from Iron Brew as well, and they wanted to just quickly check. They said they saw in the Iron Man rules that all follower missions in Draenor were allowed. Is the same true for Azeroth? I've just been offered a quest to send a follower on a mission and not sure if I should accept it. And Zaya also responded to that saying, follower missions are allowed in WoD, Legion, and BFA, and also in Shadowlands, but in Shadowlands you need to be 60 to do them, so they're kind of pointless for challengers once you get to that point.
Yeah. Which is true. Thank you, Zaya, for sorting those out too from the forums. We do appreciate that. Great questions, as always. So thank you for sending those in. I noticed that we did have a couple of things that was mentioned in Discord about... Now, let me go back. I meant to put it in the show notes, but again, brain is brain. So they were talking about where was it? Azzy had said that there was a shortcut to get to Gorgrond. You need to go around to the top.
Oh, right, I saw that.
Yeah, and get you to the garrison. I think they were talking about opening the garrison, killing Quakefist. Now, we know, and I know the veterans and mods have tested the opening of the garrison, especially on Irons, that Quake Fist has been more than doable at very low level. Very low level, like level 10. I think we found getting closer to 20 and 20 and beyond, Quake Fist was quite difficult for a challenge tune to take on, an iron in particular. So yeah, if it's something that you want to go do it very early. And I think that's one of the things that where are we? Zaya said when you go the shortcut. Zaya said, I tried and almost got one-shotted by one of the flying mobs nearby, so didn't keep going. Stir went too, but as a rogue, he stomped through Frostfire Ridge instead of going round. You can just imagine Stir doing that.
Yeah, it'd be like a discussion of how long it was going to take to get to the garrison from, the main hub out there.
Yes. Exactly. So Zaya did say re-rolled, took about 15 minutes to get there from Ashran on a Darkwater skate. Flying Mob's a level 40, so if he's like on a level 13. Rud
Oh,
just said in
goodness.
chat, yes, did it at level 10, Mage Druid was okay, but level 18 with a Druid was, for me, not possible. Yeah, so, it's one of those things. If you do want to open Quake first, as early as you possibly can, if you've got to go for a bit of a swim, it's a bit of a pain to get there, but it's doable. You've just got to be very careful of Ashran and those areas. But I know I took when I was testing on beta for Shadowlands, I took I'm gonna say I took the Hunter and something else, maybe the Warlock. And the Hunter was quite low level, and I had to do the whole she swam all the way around to get down to Mental Blank, Shadow Moon. And the I'm gonna say I took the Warlock. I don't think that was Hordeside. I think that was Alliance as well. And I did the same thing. It, but I think I did skirt a little bit closer to, the shoreline. And I was like, yeah, no, let's go, right out. So,
Yeah, because there's mobs in the water around that section that you do have to be mindful of. But
Yes.
I've not set foot in a WoD since Shadowlands launched because I do not like going there.
Yeah, exactly. Swimming much faster and easier for Alliance. Tanan Jungle is never below level 40. So Zaya Stur says Horde's garrison is a pain in the butt. Okay. Yeah, normally is. Rudza takes some distance from Tanan Jungle when swimming. Then it's not a problem. Take some time. Yeah. And it's as we know, playing a challenge tune is doesn't matter which one you're playing, sometimes patience is a virtue. You have to be, a little patient, a little take your time. If it takes you a bit longer to get from point A to point B, so be it. Otherwise, as we know, you end up dead, you've got to re-roll and off we go again. So,
Oh yeah, I've done bonus objectives where it's taken me an hour and a half to kill 10 mobs or 15 mobs just because
Yeah.
of how they're respawning, and I'm like trying I'm getting antsy because I'm like I want to move on, but I'm like no,
Yeah.
stop it. This
Yes.
is the one that you can kill out of this set. You're just gonna have to wait for it.
Exactly. And I know personal experience, it's like, no, you know what? I could stay here for another hour. No, let's go over this way. Let's go try something new. Dead.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then it's just like, I should have just stayed. Like, why did I want to go and adventure and end up dead? Now we got to start all over again. So yes. So we totally do understand that. So thank you guys for your input and your questions on all of that. We do appreciate that. I think we've kind of covered up everything. Like I said, look, short show because I've got to go and smack a laptop. I think we're done for this week.
I
So
think so.
yeah, all right, let's wrap it up. And next week's will be a bigger show because we've got the round table. So yay.
Yes.
But for this week, I have got much other things I need to do wedding prep wise. So I need to go sort that out. So, let us say our thank you. So let me get my little heart. Where's my little cute little heart? There it is. Okay. Go for it.
All right, so we would like to thank the Iron Elite supporters, whether you've supported through Patreon, Twitch, PayPal, what have you. We appreciate everything that you do for us, and we would like to thank you. So thank you to Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Sel, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave DeHunter, Execute, Fair, Gaston, Grand Nagus, Iron Brittle, Chris W, Lauren Lamar, Lena, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Mrs. Miki, Mrs. Charming, Nisi, Rudd Stir, Stone Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winima, Zaya, and Zortz. Thank you all so very much.
Thank you. Oh, he's anonymous. Anonymous,
oh, cheer. Thank you, Anonymous.
Off. Thank you. That's very sweet. We do appreciate that. That's lovely. Chat pause. Why is it? It doesn't like me to scroll. Why does it do that? Twitch is weird sometimes. Anyway, thank you to our wonderful Iron Elites. We appreciate that. Also, I want to say again, huge thank you to our wonderful mods for all that you guys do, because I know things have been very busy for me. I've been MIA quite a bit dealing with IRL. So thank you to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya. Thank you guys for all the things that you do and for keeping the, you know, lights going and keeping things in check. I do appreciate that. Also, thanks to our code wardens for the things that they do, and to everyone here in Twitch. Hi guys, thanks for hanging out. I know it's a short show, but, and you know, some weeks are just like that, so next week will be a bigger show, which will be good. Alright, we will be back on Saturday, May 22nd. Oh my god, where is this year going? It's crazy. 7 p.m. Eastern. As I said, we will be having a roundtable discussion. It's called I'm Level 50, Now What? So, if you have got any questions or any thoughts, please send them in. Or, you know, send them over on Discord, give them to the mods, email, on Twitter, whichever you'd like to do. If you've got some, you know, questions you'd like answered, we'll have Nisi, Stir, Zaya, and Fair on next week to discuss this. So if you've got particular questions you'd like aimed at them, or just to get thoughts from them all, then send them, shoot them all through, or, you know, send them to me and we'll go from there. Alrighty, don't forget where you can find us over at wowchallenges.com. We have got all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels. If you want to listen to us, you can download the episode on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. If you want to send through that email with questions or just to say hi, you know, I do appreciate a good hi email. I will say that. The spam ones, not so much. Not so much. But the, you know, hi leader, I'm happy to receive those. But you can send them through to the podcast at wowchallenges.com. Alrighty. What have we got? Nisi, where can we find you?
Oh, you can find me on Twitch. Nisi BGN there. I stream usually 3 days a week. One or 2 days will be Wild Challenges. The other will be other things. You can find me on Twitter at Nisi BGN. And you can also find me in the Wild Challenges Discord. It's Nisi hashtag 4863.
Nice. Excellent. And don't forget, if you want to find me, Twitter, at Leta Wow, LEETAWOW. I'm on Discord, etc. Probably best if you want to send something through, you can certainly send it to me. You know, it's not like I've got my head stuck in the sand trying to sort with wedding stuff. I mean, I do, but you can certainly send it through. I'll make sure it's in the show notes. Otherwise, send it through to the mods. Or send it to the email that's, you know, or on Twitter. That would be good for any questions on that. Alrighty. What did Dave said? In another 10 weeks, will you have a, I'm level 55, now what? That's where he's at. That's where I am at. Well,
I'm sure next week we'll cover post 50 to 60.
Yeah, we're not going to do like a level 50 to 51. It's okay. We're going to try and cover from 50 to 60. So
not much changes between 50 and 55. So
pretty much. Exactly. But, you know, it'll be good to have the four of yous with thoughts all in one place. I'm very excited. I think it's been a little while since I've had all you guys on, which will be good. So to have four fantastic brains for challenges all together, yay, I'm very excited. So, so yeah, we'll get to pick your brains, which will be good. All right. Well, I think we'll do the final wrap up and, call it a show. So what have we got?
All right, so we would like to extend a very big thank you to Mr. Bright 01 on our intro. You can find him on Discord as Mr. Bright 01. And we would also like to thank Epic Insanity for our outro. And you can find him on Twitter at @epic_insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Absolutely. We do love them for the work that they've done and the wonderful intros and outros, which you will get to hear the outro very shortly. So, thank you guys all for hanging out again this week. I do appreciate that. Nisi, thank you so much for, again, your help this week and for sorting with the show notes and whatnot. Thank you very much. I do appreciate that. I hope your head migraine settled down. And
that would be nice. We're coming into 2 weeks of thunderstorms nonstop, so we'll see.
Thankfully that's one thing I don't normally have a reaction to, the thunderstorms with that. So
yeah, it's always a 50-50. I never know if it's gonna be a bad one. Yeah. So it's like, we'll see.
Well, hopefully hopefully you'll get some time where it's just not being nasty for you. So I hope you have a good week. Thank you. Good luck with the laptop. Yeah, I think it's gonna be a lost cause. I mean, it's possibly fair. It might be one that you kind of be like, I could go and get someone to look at it, but right before the wedding, I think we just need to come up with a different solution.
Yeah, not really funds to replace that at the moment. It's the worst time for that to happen.
No, oh, bless my mom. Like, when I told her what happened, and she's just like, oh, okay. Well, how much is it to get a new laptop? And I'm like, Ma, no. We're not going to buy a new laptop right before we've got a wedding. I'm like, that's very sweet. And she's like, yeah, but... And I'm like, no. Like, no. We've still got stuff to pay for the wedding. So, no. I said, we'll figure it. So, yeah. God bless her, but... Anyway. All right. Let's have some coffee.
I haven't even had time to drink your coffee. This has been a short show for the two of us.
It has. All right, guys. That's all I have to say. I feel like I swallowed a bug. I haven't, but it feels like something's happened. I better not be getting
Akazi
sick.
Hair.
Yeah, probably. I don't know where he is. I think he's on the bed. I don't know. He's hiding. He's got a new hidey spot in, over under. I've got like this craft storage area just over there. And I have, the suitcases. And there's just like enough space that there's some room. I haven't chocked it full. He's decided that's a really good cat spot. So
they will find them.
Mm-hmm. So, so that's, you know, it's a safe place for him. Plus I've got curtains that cover like the front, so it's not all open. So it gives him his own little privacy. He can have his own little room. So I don't know if that's where he is, but anyway, okay. Well, I guess that's it, guys. Please, everyone, stay safe. Have a great week. We will be back next week and see you then. Alrighty. Thanks,
All
guys.
right.
Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Lita. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.